it has been our habit for quite a few months now to finish our working week in a musical conversation. And that conversation this afternoon, or this morning, in terms of where our guest finds himself, is with Lyle Anthony, who is, he's apparently in South Africa at the moment. He's based for the moment musically in Los Angeles, where it is currently 10 minutes to 8 in the morning. So my first question about, hey, Lyle, what's it like for a musician to be up at 10 to 8 in the morning, has to be set aside, because he's not in LA. Came to public prominence when he won Coca-Cola Pop Stars on ETV just over 10 years ago. And are you home visiting or home to rekindle your musical career here, Kyle? Lyle, good afternoon.
Hey, John, good afternoon and welcome, and also to the viewers. It's under sad circumstances that I'm home. I was supposed to be coming over to promote the single and my music and career and all of that, but I unfortunately lost my brother to a vicious murder last week, so that's why I made sure that I got to
awful.
South Africa and
that's
got home.
Absolutely awful.
I know. Sorry that we're starting on that note.
Yeah, no, but I mean, you can't ignore that terrible reality in your and your family's life. I'm so sorry.
Absolutely horrible. Thank you so much, Sean. I appreciate it.
So, I mean, I know that you grew up in Bosmont. Which is an area that has parts of it where there is a fair amount of crime. Was this in your home suburb of Johannesburg or somewhere else, the murder?
No, it wasn't anywhere close to home. It was actually closer to where he worked.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, let's move away from that to the happier thing of your musical career.
Yeah. Oh. Thank you.
What decided you that you needed to go to, you know, a big place like Los Angeles to try and push your musical career?
You know, John, I love South Africa. I love what I've achieved in South Africa, but I just thought that there was a different stepping stone and somewhere else I needed to be. And Los Angeles was definitely a place I saw myself as a little kid growing up, even when I worked for a few years as a guest singer on cruise ships all around the world. Los Angeles was always kind of the place that I saw myself. So, yeah, that's where I ended up.
All right. So I was going to ask you what happened between Pop Stars. And the thing about Pop Stars was that you formed a group together and you
That's
got into Nenevida. And so what happened after that between then?
Oh, my goodness.
A lot.
So much happened between then. I went on to, like I said, working on cruise ships, traveling the world. I was a guest singer for many years. I found myself in just different countries performing and doing what I loved. And then, eventually one has to settle down. And LA was definitely the place that I wanted to see myself. I mean, between South Africa and LA, obviously, I want to be able to travel between the two.
How difficult is it to make a space for yourself in a town that is crowded with so much talent looking for fame and fortune or maybe just even recognition? It must be really tough.
It definitely is tough, but I think it definitely separates you from the men from the boys, if you want to call it, like, you know, just because if you're willing to work hard at it and persevere through everything that it throws at you, I think there's definitely a market for you. And especially with my sound, I didn't go over trying to be an American or anything like that. My sound is very Afropop. Even in the way I dress, the way my new photo shoot for the upcoming EP, all of that is it's South African based. I use local designers like Craig Jacobs, who's a very good friend of mine. Even I find that in my music as well. So when you're being true to yourself, I think that the world will make a space for you, you know?
An EP coming up, and on that EP will be your debut single, which is released earlier this year. We're going to play out our show with that song, Love Wins. Tell us what led to that song becoming a musical reality.
You know, being obviously with the political climate all over the world and just seeing with the outbreak of COVID-19, all of that kind of stuff, everything was just kind of so morbid, and people needed a reason to sing, to dance, to laugh, to smile again. And I actually wrote that song in the midst of, on the onset of COVID-19. So it's because I looked around and there were so many of my friends who love music and that kind of thing. And I just thought love wins at the end of the day through all of the chaos, through all of the mess, through everything. We just have to celebrate love and celebrate each other and, you know.
I hope that's true. I hope love does win in the end. I really
hope so too, John. I hope so too. But that's all we can keep doing is just, you know, just being the best person that we can be for the world and showing love to the next person. And I think we win then, you know.
You say, I wrote it and it was produced by the incredible Carl McGreer in L.A. I don't know Carl McGreer, but the question is, how important is a producer to what I, as a music consumer, then listen to?
You know, a music producer is way more, like, I think they're so underrated. Music producers are to be so well respected because they can change the entire song, the entire feel, the entire mood of your song, because they're bringing a piece of them to the music as well. And that, I think, so him was absolutely amazing because he brought such a different vibe to the song. He knew what I wanted and all of that kind of stuff, but it, you know, just that extra touch that makes it so much more special. So yeah, music producers are so underrated yet
so
amazing.
Important.
Yeah.
Lyle, we're going to play out with Love Wins. And once again, I'm really sorry that you had to come back to such terrible news in South Africa, and strength and love to you and your family and your brothers.
Thanks so much, John, and to you and Cape Talk. Thank you so much for having me. For anybody who wants to follow me on social media, I am on Instagram, Lyle Anthony Official, on Twitter, LyleAnthony_USA, on Facebook. You can follow me on YouTube, all of that kind of thing. And thank you so much once again for having me.
Lyle Anthony, here is Love Wins.